This old tobacco farm has been in the Johnson family for about a century now. The tobacco is long gone, but what replaced it is a unique crop that has many driving miles and miles to experience it for about 3 weeks each spring. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Art Johnson's farm has been in the family about a century now.
My grandfather, Ash Johnson, purchased the property in 1925 and moved from the other side of Kernersville to here. It was about 86 acres. It was a basic tobacco farm.
Art didn't live on the farm growing up, but was nearby and always loved coming to the farm. It was a place to hunt and fish and perhaps someday a place he could call home. And that dream came true in his adult years when he was able to acquire some of the farm acreage and build a home here. Another life event changed the course of the farm.
Once Wendy and I got married here on the property, that kind of got us into weddings because people started asking if we would do weddings. Then we started acquiring more animals, more property.
So Art and Wendy hosted some weddings on their property, Dewberry Farm.
One day Wendy was reading through a magazine and saw a tulip farm up in Virginia, and she says, "That sounds like a great idea."
Art wasn't against the idea, but
I thought, you know, it'd be cool, but how much work is that?
Tulips became the goal for the farm, but there was another crop to be planted first.
The first year we decided, well, we're going to plant some sunflowers because we found out tulip bulbs are a little bit more expensive than other crops. So we said, if we make enough on the sunflower you pick venture to pay for the tulips, then we'll go. And it did. And so we got our first batch of tulips of, I think it was 42,000.
That's 42,000 tulip bulbs planted by hand. A job that took 12 people, 12 days. But the endeavor went well and has continued to expand to one of the largest tulip farms on the East Coast. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Kernersville, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McRae.